and gonna pull folk out of it. That's like breaking into prison and picking folks who he want to be free. You know that defies all the laws of this land. There's a jailbreak going on. Huh? And I want to make sure I stay outside of that jail. Oh, I love tasting that freedom.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? I'm glad he came and got me. So I'm not going to sit here and play by the devil's rules. I'm here to help Jesus to be more of an imposter and an intruder. What do you mean imposter? Well, come on. He didn't come as an enemy.
No. No.
This is a wicked world.
Yes.
Huh? Paul said, man, when I'm in this country, I'm going to be just like them. Uh-huh. Why I'm going to do that? So I can gain somebody.
Yes.
Well, what do you mean, Paul? Well, if you really want to look at it, it's called true spiritual deception.
Yes.
I'm presenting myself as something that I ain't so I can pull somebody out of prison.
Yes.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. They think it's something wrong with it. The devil does. That's why he spent all his time defending it. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. Isn't that good?
Yes,
sir. Sad part about it was is that not only did Jesus come down here lowly lamb and stuff, look like he wasn't going to be no harm, he ended up tearing down the kingdom, taking keys and everything else. Now the enemy don't even have the keys to his gate. That's the reason why he ain't come in the gate and take anybody he want to and he doesn't bring them on out.
He got the keys. Amen.
Yeah. But you wouldn't believe how many people love to be in bondage.
True.
They love bondage, love prison.
Yes.
And Jesus said, I come to set you free.
Amen.
Now he who the Son set free is free indeed. And it's just marveling to sit and watch the people who say they want to be free. Why they want to go right back in prison?
Amen.
It's like they enjoy the food at the prison, but they want to be on the outside. Mm-hmm. We need to change our mind.
Boy.
Is that right?
Amen.
But the devil attacks through thoughts in the mind, and then through that communion that you feel in that body.
Right.
Those undesirable feelings. I haven't done anything to you. Why are you mad at me? You gotta stop that. Grow up. What's wrong with you? I need to bring you up here and bend you over my knee. Give me one of them boards with splinters in it. Well, I don't act like a little kid. Then why are you offended for then? Let's just tell the truth. The prince and power of the air is working and we just didn't call it him. Uh-oh. Look at us. It's a shame, isn't it? Some of us got some repenting to do. That's all right. That's good. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Wait a minute. Now, I remember preaching a message about the 10 lost tribes. You know what I mean? Today they keep telling us they lost, but James knew where they were. Matter of fact, he even knew who he was addressing to.
Amen.
Man, see, it's amazing the stuff we hear and we receive.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Don't you marvel at it, time?
Yeah.
Man, they can preach a false doctrine. We'll bite that hook, line, and sing. It looked like James knew where they were.
Amen.
12 tribes scattered abroad.
Right.
We must be one of them because it's gotten all the way to here.
Amen.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations.
Amen.
What's the first thing we do when we fall in temptation?
Uh-huh.
What's first? He's so unrecognizable.
Amen.
Uh-oh. Who, me?
Yes, you. Cooking bee. It's you.
He's so unrecognizable. There's a particular form that this world is in, brothers and sisters. That's why the scriptures admonish us and tell us and teach us, command us to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And while you're doing it, prove what is good. And the only way you can do that, you got to know who's good. And it ain't you. It ain't your preacher. It ain't your mama and your daddy. It ain't your daughter, your son, or your... No, it ain't. There's only one good. Almighty Yahweh. That's it. Period. Everybody, who Jesus good? Jesus said, why you call me good? Why are you trying to deceive yourself? That's basically what Jesus was doing. I know the reason why you're saying you don't know. That's why I'm going to go ahead and put some reproof on you. See, the prince of power, they're always working. My brother, count all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And the first thing we do when our faith get tried, we get impatient. See, the prince and power, he working so much. We still respond and react in the same way the world does. Ought not to be, my brother. Ought not to be. Come on, how do we respond? I know I just read the scripture, but I'm telling you how we're reacting today. See, I'm telling you, Satan, the God of this world, we got to stop acting like that. If you notice your faith being tried, then it should produce patience.
That's right. Amen.
When you're impatient, you're definitely demonstrating that you have no possession of your soul. Now, every time Satan throws a communion or a thought, you go off in the same, act in the same old way the rest of this fallen world does.
Amen.
That ain't what God teaches. God teaches us to have patience in the midst of that trial.
Yes, sir.
It's so hard for people to be still.
Amen.
I'm not talking about just sitting down. So I'm talking about having a still spirit.
Amen. Yeah.
A still mind.
Right.
See, it's kind of hard to tell people the reason why they can't do it, because they're in direct conflict with God.
Yes, sir.
Right. Kind of hard to tell folks that today, isn't it?
Come on. Right. Amen.
Why? Because his workings are so ordinary.
Ordinary.
Yes, sir. It's the way that everybody responds.
Amen.
Is it not?
Yes. Amen.
It's the way everybody responds. His workings are so unrecognized that. It's sad, isn't it?
It is sad.
Good thing we're hearing this. But let patience have her perfect work. You can't do that when you're impatient. Every time a temptation comes, man, it's like we lose our mind.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The mind of Christ. And we start acting like the rest of this world does. Come on, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
So you get them heads bobbing or something.
Amen.
So we know that you there.
Amen.
That the enemy hadn't came in, got you daydreaming.
Amen.
Then took your mind away somewhere. Because you ain't smart. I just thought I'd go ahead and insult you real quick so maybe you'll pay attention. Amen. But let patience have a perfect work.
Yes.
That ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Amen.
I could just start a whole message on how about impatient, being impatient, and it produces you wanting everything while you don't get nothing.
Right. Yes. Amen.
And that in itself should show you that you don't have possess your soul.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
But he's so unrecognizable.
So true.
So ordinary.
Amen.
It's the way that all men respond and react.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing?
Yeah.
I do understand that when the scripture says he that have ears, let him hear. I do understand that that means you have to apply the God-given ability that he's given you to hear. Because, you know, the devil may have came in.
Yes, sir.
Drawing away the spirit of our mind.
That's right.
We shouldn't let him do that.
No.
Now we are purchased possession.
True.
There ain't no way.
Amen.
No way we should let the enemy just come and just take control of our mental faculties like that.
Amen.
Doing what the Bible says, casting down, shouldn't
yes.
we?
Casting down.
Stay the course. Is that right? First, impatient thoughts come to the mind. Second, impatient words.
Yes.
See if you ever done this, or if you ever been sitting next to someone and you kind of cut your head and wonder what in the world going on. Impatient words usually murmur under the breath.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Or you reply to the thought talking in your mind with your own voice. Boy, we telling on something,
ain't
we? See, he's so unrecognizable that it's just as common, ordinary. It ain't ordinary to those who got eyes to see.
Amen.
Get up there and next thing you know, you hearing the word and all of a sudden you're... What in the world? Who? Don't you know God destroyed people for that? The audacity of you to sport yourself in God's presence
Amen.
Like that with his people.
Amen.
What are you trying to do?
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Y'all know y'all hearing this, right?
Amen.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Amen.
Tell me it ain't a shame.
Yes,
it's a little shame.
Yes,
and church think they know something. That's why we need preaching.
Amen.
We need this foolishness of preaching.
Amen.
We need it. Brother and sister, we need this foolishness of preaching. Huh? Where else are we going to get word coming hot off the press like this? Man. Huh? Just the rest of our life is worth hearing the word.
That's right. Amen. This is our life.
See, I'm trying not to use so much spiritual force with this because I want to to make sure you're hearing.
Yes.
Try to make sure we just kind of slowly do this so you can also have a time to go, man, look at that. He's called a deceiver.
Right.
He's doing his job.
Yes.
Hmm? Have you ever noticed when your mind is in that situation right there that this is a sense of being hindered? You never notice that? You're hindered. Sometimes we get irritated because we're giving place to these thoughts or this feeling that the enemy imposes upon us.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes,
we're on holy ground.
Amen.
Now he's an intruder.
Amen.
We got diplomatic immunity right here.
Yes, right.
Hmm?
Amen.
And then all of a sudden, we get irritated and cannot account for our irritation. Meaning, I don't know why I'm irritated like this. But we hardly ever even do that, though, do we? We usually just go right along with the irritation.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Hmm? Maybe today, we'll have knowledge to go, well, hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. See, that's what the word's supposed to do. It's supposed to give you direction.
Amen.
You know, God rejoices when we walk in truth.
That's right.
You want to get him rejoicing? Walk in truth. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. And that means we got a lot to learn then.
Yes.
Every time we get truth, more and more truth, boy, we're just showing how much we're saved.
Amen.
I tell you a secret you may don't know too. The more truth you embrace, accept, believe, and walk in, you follow me? The closer you are to God.
Yes. Amen.
Now think about it. What happens if you resist? The farther away you are. Yeah. Is that not so? Sure it is, brothers and sisters. A lot of times we're sitting up there and the enemy's going to come in and present a thought to our mind. Hey, a lot of times the thought comes to our mind and you all see how fast our body get to moving. And then every time you get down to that thought, you find out it wasn't what you thought it was. The enemy say, you know, you better go over there because you know what they're doing, don't you? Not what they're doing. Are they doing this? Then you go over there, you find out, well, what was they that was supposed to be doing that? Holy Spirit can't make you move that fast.
Amen.
I'm wondering how long you're going to keep doing it. I tell you, do something like that. He said, and look at me cross-eyed.
Amen.
You're going to preach to me the gospel. Thought come to your mind, boy, all of a sudden, man. You got the world-class sprinter record. Hurry up doing what you're doing. Halfway finish it because you got to go back to it because you didn't finish because you was motivated by that thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
But you walking in the spirit, right? We ain't going to say evil spirit, but we walking in the spirit, though.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You don't say I'm picking with the devil. He don't want you to hear what you're hearing. I don't care. I'd rather for you to hear and not hear.
Yeah.
Amen. Man, now look at this. You ever notice that the enemy, sometime when he has taken away the mind or given you an irritable spirit or something like that, and then he gets you to projecting and thinking, all of a sudden the thing that is a little anthill, now it's the biggest mountain in the world.
Yeah.
And then you try to go explain to everybody how big his mountain is, and all they see is anthill. Then you get disturbed because everybody don't see your mountain.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Come on.
Huh?
Yes.
I tell you what, mountain, beat out, cast down, move over yonder. And then we'll sit down in front of the mountain and defend it. See, he's so unrecognizable. All right now. Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord. So we start overestimating things and people. Psalm 42:8, I'm going to read this. Listen. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. And my prayer unto the God of my life, I will say unto God, my rock. Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? You think you got your answer this morning?
Amen.
Truth is, God hadn't forgot you.
Oh, yes.
And you know the reason why you're mourning, right? Because of the oppression of your enemy. Because you give place to the devil.
Yes, sir.
As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me. While they say daily unto me, where is thy God? You know, now this is speaking in the sense of people constantly oppressing you, constantly attacking you, constantly pushing on you. And then that devil is actually pushing on you, and they mocking you by saying, where's your God at?
Yes.
In other words, where's your peace? Where's your patience?
Yes.
Where's your contentment?
Yes.
Where's your endurance?
Yes, man.
Where's your substance?
Yes.
Where's your hope?
Yes.
Hmm? Uh-oh. Man, they mocking you because you don't have it. Uh-oh. Amen. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Question. And why art thou disquieted within me? Your answer? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance.
Amen.
And my God. So what is that saying? Can I help y'all with just a little short interpretation? Real short. Whenever you feel the enemy trying to press down on you in your mind, you feel that crazy, stupid, ignorant, irritable feeling come, smile.
Amen.
Knowing that he's your God.
Amen. Yeah.
You can take note of the enemy and say, oh, whoa, look at that. I didn't know you cared so much.
Amen.
You come see about me? I tell you what, you just going to have to hold your horses right now. Let me deal with this. I'm hearing the word right now, and I'm too busy living holy. And when I get time, I'm going to deal with you. You just shut up. Get over and sit down and go and shut up right now. Okay, praise the Lord. Oh, how are you all? Oh, I am just blessed.
Amen.
And then when you time for you to go home getting your prayer calls, and guess who got some answering to do?
Amen.
See, it's a difference when you have knowledge. You don't have to run around with a countenance fallen, oppressed soul, moping, getting all ugly. Huh? Amen, brothers and sisters. Yeah, you can just smile, know, and say, whoa, see, now you got knowledge. You can go, whoa, look. Huh? You might see a lot of us smiling a whole lot around here lately. Not unless, we'll see who received the word.
Amen.
Because this good word right here, deliverance for the soul. Amen. Let's put your soul at peace right here, if you can receive it.
Amen.
Walking along in the day, minding your own business, whatever that is. Then all of a sudden this crazy, uneasy, irritable feeling comes over you. And you go, oh, look who showed up. Well, well, well. I wonder who you are. See, that knowledge, man, tell me, how would you be if you knew that the thief was going to break in your house at 12:30 p.m.? You wouldn't go to bed. If you did go to bed, what you would do is say, okay, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to set my alarm for 12:20. I'm going to get my shotgun, and I'm going to sit right at the door, because as soon as he come through that window, I'm blasting that thief.
Amen.
See, that's how you would respond if you knew the thief was coming.
Yes, sir.
See, you can only respond to the enemy by what you know.
Right.
And so many people today are so discontent because they don't want to know. See, it's so ordinary.
Amen.
It's so common. But God said, no, I want you to know. I want you to know. And you know, before I read these last three scriptures right here, I'm going to go over here and read over here in Matthew. I'm going to show you something, all right? You know, I tell people when I'm talking out there that Jesus deliberately spoke in such a way that he didn't want everybody to hear.
That's right.
But he said it just so he can say he said it.
That's right.
Amen. All right. This is what he said. don't know which one I want to use. I'll go to this one then. All of them are good. If I read that whole thing to bring understanding, we'll be here for a little while longer. The same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him. How many?
Great multitudes.
How many?
Great multitudes.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people, isn't it? So that he went into the ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. How many?
Whole multitudes.
So you can see they kind of moved up to the shore to get closer to him. Yeah. Is that right?
Amen.
I'm sure they're not going to go out there and try to tread water. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Is that right? And when he got finished with all this, he said, who have ears to hear? Let him hear. Is that right? Then the Bible goes on to say, and the disciples came and said unto him, why speaking thou unto them in parables? Lord, why are you speaking them in parables? Huh? Come on, why? All right. Now look at this. Now just think about it. If you was there and heard this, what I know how I would think. But look at this. He answered, and he said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. What? You mean to tell me you just got finished sitting here going through all this trouble, spending all this time saying just because, and you know they ain't going to hear? No. Right. What you do it for? Just say, because number one, it was prophesied, so I need to go ahead and fulfill all prophecy. Amen. Isaiah said they'll have eyes, said they see and ears, said they hear, but you know what I mean. But, and he goes on to say, therefore I speak to them in parables. But let me give you his full answer. He said to them, because it's given to you know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given, for whosoever have, to him shall be given. Ain't that different the way God works?
Yes.
He works contrary. See, the world's so ordinary.
Yes.
See, yeah. See, the way this world works, if you don't got nothing, and then you stick your hand out,
uh-huh.
and then you expect everybody to give it to
right.
you.
Yes, sir.
But God, now, the way he thinks God. Is, you got it, I'm going to give you some more.
Amen.
That's why I come so hard against this welfare mentality, brothers and sisters. I really do. I come hard against it. It's so ordinary. It's what this world preaches and teaches.
Amen.
See, God wants to do for them that are doing something. Because he know that they're going to do something about what he give them. And he even got a parable and story in that one too.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Yes.
Called talents.
Amen.
It's remarkable the way Jesus Amen. Told the contrary to the way this world operates, though, isn't it?
Amen.
But if just think about it, there's a bum on the street, ain't got nothing, got his hand out, and then there's a little college student, same street. Both of them walking, coming the same way.
Yeah.
You got $10 in your pocket. Jesus would give it to the college girl.
Yes, he would.
Or the college boy.
Yeah.
And that would be totally contrary to the world.
That's right. Amen. 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 That's right. Yes, he would.
See, it's so the way that this world, they would think, well, this one don't need it. So you go ahead and give it to this one.
That's
But that ain't the way God principles are. Well, the Bible says also in another place, give and it shall be given to you. Yeah, but it's also, it's talking about giving what though? Well, let's go on a little bit farther than that. What is it talking about? Giving it shall be given to you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. Running over. Hmm? The Bible says everyone that asks receiveth.
Yes, right.
To me, it's talking about the context of the kingdom.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Uh-oh. Come on, give yourself to God.
Amen.
Amen. Always be.
Give yourself to Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yes, to the Lord. Amen. That's right. Amen.
You remember the guy that there was a man decided he's going to take a journey. Hmm? Three people passed by him. He got beat up, robbed, left for dead. Hmm? Man didn't have the ability to ask for nothing. And we saw three different type of people walk by him. We found out who his friend was, though, didn't we? Hmm? See? See? Uh-oh. Hey, come on. We found out who his friend was, didn't we? Huh? Oh, amen, brothers and sisters. Where it says, pass down another place, when I was hungry, you clothed me. Hmm? When I was hungry, you fed me, rather. And when I didn't have no clothes, you gave them to me. He sure did. He sure did. He told us who to. He said, whatsoever you done to the least of these, my brethren, you've done also unto me.
Yes.
Unto who? I keep telling you, God got his kingdom priority.
That's right.
Yes. I'm telling you, Jesus is about his Father's business.
That's right.
He said, you come, I'll make you fishers of men.
Yes, sir. That's right.
He'll feed 5,000 just so he can get one.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
The other 499,000, they're going to always sit there with their hand out, but the one that just got finished getting fed, he's going to go and feed somebody else.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, I got you, caught you. Amen. Fisherman, now I made you a fisherman. Now go catch some fish, man. So don't tell me about it. I know what God's principles are. That's why, basically, come on, God wants us to get off our lazy butt. Do something for his kingdom.
Amen.
Now y'all see the reason why I always come against this welfare mentality so much.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
It's so ordinary.
That's right.
We're going to all apply that word now to worldliness. Isn't it though?
Yes.
It is so ordinary.
Yeah.
It's so normal and it's so far away from God.
Yes.
Yeah, give to the poor. Huh?
I remember when you preached that one.
A good one too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Give to the poor. Yeah, who's the poor? The poor are the ones who have the gospel.
Amen.
Preach unto them. See what I'm talking about?
Right.
I keep that. Man, Jesus is about our Father's business. That's that. See, it's so contrary to what
he...
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hmm?
Now you see the reason why... Come on, y'all have the same spirit too around here. Hmm? I'm more about the welfare and the being of God's people.
Yeah.
I just ain't gonna feed it lust. I don't get to feed mine.
Amen. Amen. Bless you.
Who here gonna buy me a Lamborghini? I ain't doing it. Yeah, I wouldn't do it that much, huh? I mean. Well, I don't want Lamborghini. Just my lust a little bit bigger than yours. It's still lust. Uh-oh. I'm going to start something else now.
Not practical. We could never get it down the road.
Amen. But y'all understand, right? See, that's why I keep telling you, that's why the world, brother, marvel not if the world hates you. Why do people hate you? Because they are of the world. And the world love its own. If you were of the world, then the world would love you. Don't it make sense? Huh? And I constantly have to endure contradictions of sinners. And you see what I do too. It rolls off of me like water does off a duck. That's why I keep peace. You'll never notice sometimes it seems like I'm walking around nonchalant. I really ain't nonchalant. I'm just at peace. I'm diligent even when you don't see me. Believe me, I'm diligent. Boy. Amen. Anybody understand? Oh, yeah. I hope y'all getting this. God wants us to be at peace. But man, you're going to keep being ordinary. Hmm? Isn't that the word I've been using? It's just stuff that we hadn't put our finger on. It's just always been unrecognizable. Now it's recognized. See, the more I keep preaching like this, the more you can't hide behind a cloak of maliciousness. You know, we like hiding behind that cloak. And a lot of times we're hiding behind that cloak and don't fool well what we're doing too. That's called working iniquity. I told you about that. I preached on that. I know I have. It's just that all preachers not believe, but it's still been said. It has been said. Hey, come on, brothers and sisters. Amen. Is this the truth? Now you see why Jesus talked to them and told the people, especially scribes and Pharisees, ye are of the world. And I'm of God. That's what he wants you to be. See, that's the reason why it doesn't trouble me at all. It does not trouble me at all about people. Don't you know I know people talk about me?
Sure.
You don't know? You don't think I know that?
Sure.
I even know when you do it.
Amen.
And have done it.
Yes.
But you know what I do? Just like that duck get in the creek, come right back out of the creek. Because if I don't do that, then I'm not going to be... I'm gonna reverse Hebrews 12 over here.
Yes.
I'm going to be weary and faint in my mind if I start caring about all the bombardment of thoughts and accusations that are coming to me, trying to shape me and mold me to be more of that thought than to be of God.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, you a sinner. Well, that makes two of us. Peace be still. Stop slinging mud. You're going to lose ground. Go deep enough, water seeks its own level. And hey, you know it's pretty muddy down there. Uh-oh. I hate sin just as much as you do.
Amen. So true.
Who in here has ever been involved in any sin can say that they was not a servant of sin. At that time, you are a servant of sin. Matter of fact, the scripture even goes so far to say you were even a slave to it.
You did what it told you to do.
Man, don't tell me, brothers and sisters. I told you, I read the book. I know exactly what it says. Well, if you know what it said, won't you stop sinning? Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's have a contest. You first.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, with the same judgment you judge, it's going to be me back to you again. I'm telling you right now. Remember I taught priests a message that every born again, real true born again believer, they do not desire to sin.
No.
Amen. You ain't got to convince me. I know.
There's seed still there.
I know. Amen.
That's right.
Now, what they doing, and what a lot of people don't know, is that they're sinning against the body.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. That's the truth.
Amen. And when you do that, your mind gets taken captive.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But God's seed is still there.
Yes.
And that's what's not sin.
Amen.
I ain't going to go in all. I have to preach a whole new message on that one then.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
And that's why God is, that's why Jesus is sitting there ever to make intercession for us. Because a real true believer has no desire to sin whatsoever. No, they don't. No, they don't. They become a slave to it. They become a servant to it. And man, the only thing they want is deliverance. You ain't never seen pictures of a slave or somebody enslaved, and they desire deliverance. How long they desire deliverance? It still ain't gonna come till it come, though, isn't it?
Yes, right.
See, people don't understand that because it's so ordinary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, folks are just something. They just ain't what they think they are.
That's right.
Maybe with this knowledge, we won't serve Satan.
Amen.
Maybe we can be kindly and affectionate one to another.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Maybe we can love one another with a pure heart.
Amen.
And not be so ordinary.
That's right.
But be extraordinary.
Yeah.
Huh?
More than ordinary.
Now you got to understand, that's another principle of God, brother. So if you're determined that you're going to remain in the evil way, then guess what a man that is righteous got to do? He got to let you believe according to the way you believe.
That's right.
And he got to let you be judged according to the way that you're judged.
Amen.
And that means your judgment come back on you and you're not able to handle it because you don't understand what you're doing.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Because if you understood what you was doing, you change your judgment.
Yes. Amen. That's right. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
We judge according to what's in our heart.
That's right. Amen.
And what's in our heart tells us the understanding, the knowledge, the intelligence that we have when it comes to judgment.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And I keep telling you, whenever you see somebody judging, it ain't first with mercy, you got devils.
Amen.
You are flat out, you got devils.
Right.
Oh, well, anyway,
amen.
I ain't going to stick on it. Anyway, I got two scriptures I want to read. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read 1 Peter 3:17. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well doing than for evil doing. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
You brothers that work up there at Walmart, you got to endure contradictions of sinners all the time.
Amen.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Don't be weary,
no,
lest you faint in the spirit of your mind.
That's right.
Consider him that endure such contradictions of sinners. See what I'm talking about? Don't it make sense now? Huh? Huh? It's better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well doing. Suffer for doing well now. Because they're ordinary.
Yes.
They are very ordinary. Extraordinary. So you just go ahead and suffer knowing that you're doing God's will. Hmm? Sure does lighten up the burden, don't it?
Hmm?
I'll go to Hebrews 4 over here, verse 16, all right? Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed.
Yes.
Now, doesn't that line up with how Jesus despised the shame?
Yes.
Don't that line up?
Amen.
Let him not be ashamed. See, folk ain't going to make me be ashamed of being a Christian.
No.
I don't care if I go out here and kill five people, I'm still not going to be ashamed of being a Christian.
No.
Now, first of all, I'm going to go out and kill nobody unless I become a servant of sin.
Right.
And I'm not planning on being shackled.
Amen.
Not by no sin.
Thank you, Father.
Because I keep telling you, you can only hope that if that you ever get snared by sin, you can only hope and pray that you get out of it. So with that admonishment, teach you to stay far away from it.
Right, right. Boy, it all appears.
Amen.
Amen.
You want to keep your soul in possession.
Amen.
Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. So anytime somebody try to make you feel ashamed, glory,
glory.
Be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Why? I knew you was ordinary.
Amen.
They may look at you cross-eyed. May look at you puzzled. Now you got to understand, they don't know what you know now.
They don't know what you know.
Are y'all folks getting mad at me because I give Brother Shane the notes? Because I remember, man. Because I remember, boy, I used to lead them things up here, and boy, they used to be a horse race up here. All you had to do is listen. You'll hear it again. I had this guy wrote me, written me, write me. Thank you. Dad need all the help he can get. I don't speak ordinary English. Look at her. She said, you were just making an excuse now. Anyway, he wrote me 4 letters and I didn't get 1 and 2. I got 3 and 4. And man, he writes all over the back. Writes on the police form. But anyway, he's just writing because he was at, it may be in that old man. It may have. He didn't leave no name or nothing. But look what he says. He says in this page, he got about 5 pages. I'm not going through all this. But he's basically just telling us everything we already know that he may believe we don't know.
Right.
You know, about FEMA, the government. You know what I mean, all this stuff. But anyway, he says, Dear Pastor Dow, I don't know if you are black, but my guess is that you are. I am white, and I am a male, not into hugging men. But when I see you in heaven, you are going to get a hug from me for a job well done. I love you, quote unquote. In a non-sexual way, of course. I love you because you are a truth seeker who is not afraid of the truth, quote unquote. Look at this one. Whatever it is. And is not afraid to speak the truth. I could go on and on about the spiritual Jesus, etc. But we'll save that for the next letter. If there is time for one. One never knows what God or the devil has planned for us. That's well put. So let me concentrate on the topics / articles that I put on the back of this yellow envelope. And he goes into a whole bunch of it. And I did. He asked me if I would read it, and I did, and I spent time reading them. And I said, man, I tell you what, you know, we had definitely been getting a few little replies here from folks that have pretty good spirits. And that's good. See, now, I mean, come on, is there something wrong with me to only take the good and throw out the bad? Why would I want to receive somebody who got a bad report or spirit against me? Man, are you nuts? You wouldn't do it. You expect me to do it. I don't know. Man, forget them. They ain't got a place with me. For what? Give no place to the devil. So I give them one place to the ones that are God. Amen. That's why I say, man, I concentrate on those who have a spirit, not the ones who ain't, man.
Amen.
That's God.
There's plenty of goat herders out there. We sheep herders. We shepherds. You know what God's word said? Every shepherd is an abomination
to the Egyptians.
Why? Because they so ordinary. they're so ordinary. Woo, hallelujah. That's a blessed word, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Y'all brothers come up here and lay hands on Dad Gasson's back, all right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Untuck his shirt out of his back, put some oil on his back, and put your hands on there. A lot of folk get on to me about stuff like that. I used to ask them, well, what you got to do right there? And I said, man, I don't. I just do what God tells me to do. Okay. Here, come on up here by the pulpit because I need to lay hands on them too. The head to who? Dad Gas. Oh, Dad Miggs. Dad Miggs. Well, everybody know.
They don't see Dad Gas there, so it gotta be Dad Miggs. Y'all pray with me, all right? That means you have to move your mouth, make some noise. All right? Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, Father, this day we glorify God. Father, this day we know that you can see the pain, Father, that the enemy has inflicted upon Ayala Mix here right now, Father. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the pain in the body. I command the pain. You can be touching and agreeing right now. In the name of Jesus, to lead this Lord back. We command all spirits that attack the spinal cord and the spinal region of his back right now to be loose right now in Jesus' name. We bind any other spirits that may even try to attack his body right now, and we cast you far from him in Jesus' name. We lose healing in his body in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord Jesus. We give you the glory and honor. Thank you for touching. Thank you for healing in Jesus' name. Let this be a testimony to your excellence, your goodness, your healing hand. We know that you are alive, you're well, and we thank you, Father. We give you the glory. We pray, we cover his body with the blood of Jesus from the top of his soul and feet. We put angels around him to watch over him, keep him from the enemy and the evil one right now in Jesus' mighty name. Strengthen his body, Father. We give you the glory. We thank you, Father.
Amen.
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 Jesus. All right, bless y'all.
Amen.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to call it the service for today, all right? We've been long-winded, that some people would say. Of course, to us, it's about ordinary. Different ordinary. A lot of folks, I tell folks, they say, well, how long y'all have church service? I said, I don't know. Let me see. 12. On the average, it's about 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours? I said, how long does it take to look at a movie today? Oh, about 2.5 hours. And I said, ooh, no kidding, no. No kidding, no. I said, man, by the time we had one service, it took y'all a whole month just to get one of our services. Your little 30-minute services, 45-minute services. Now you come to church, you look at it that way, you come to church with us, one time you don't you're covered for the whole month. Boy, y'all to see him. Boy, y'all. Anyway, praise the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word today. We do. We do bless you, Father, knowing that you are the one that speaks to our hearts. Our souls and mind, we thank you for uncovering the enemy of our soul, revealing this wicked, defiled, corrupt devil that he is. Thank you for giving us the knowledge of the holy to help us to fight in this battle right here. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory for it, and we will show, Father, that we receive this word by walking in the truth that you have manifested and have sown in our hearts, and we will guard our hearts to keep that word in there, Father, to manifest your nature on a daily basis. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you for this beautiful Sabbath day. We glorify, we lift up your name. We praise you, Father, in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, saints. Bless y'all.